this is the little blonde gooner. Rather than write up a match report for those 4-1 win over Bolton, I thought I'd try out this audio boo thingy and sort of just give you my thoughts on the game quickly in a couple of minutes. So yeah, I was at the Emirates today, first time this season. I've been along, first time since the Emirates Cup, so it was good. A good bit of banter between the Arsenal and Bolton fans, which was pretty fun, and good game overall. I mean, it was a kind of a weird game. I didn't think we played as well as we can, but still came away with a 4-1 win. So I guess in the end, that's something that a lot of Arsenal fans have been kind of looking for from the team, to play not as well as they can, but still come away with the win. Obviously, it would be great to have the performance and the result, but today, in parts we were very, very good. First half, I thought we played very, very well. Created a lot of chances. Kicker made a couple of decent saves. We missed a few chances. Oshavin could have had a hat trick in the first half. Really had 3 1-on-1 chances. One he really should have done better with. One he was a bit unlucky, and then the other one he was quite a good tackle on him by Cahill, I think. And then we finally took the lead from a corner which wasn't cleared, and then lovely cross from Jack Wilshere. Cesc coming around the back and sliding across for Koscielny, in fact, put it in, and then it kind of quieted down a bit until the end of the first half, really, when the goal scorer Koscielny had a bit of a mad moment, really. It was just a long ball flicked on by Kevin Davis, and then Koscielny, all I can think he was trying to do was head it back to Almunia, got it all wrong, ended up hitting it into the path of some Bolton player from Korea or somewhere, I don't know, and they pulled it out wide, clipped the cross over, and Almunia headed it in. Don't think Almunia could really be blamed for it, to be honest. He was kind of left a bit exposed all at sea, really, by Koscielny. So, but second half, I thought Koscielny was excellent, actually. Him and Squillacci looked very solid together, dealt with Davis very well. Bolton didn't really create any chances. They had a shout for a penalty at the start of the second half. It was, having seen it again, it was probably a foul, but it was a free kick. And then we went down the other end, and we got ourselves a goal from a corner, Shamak header. From a corner, a good header from Chamak, and then shortly after that he was fouled by Cahill. Cahill was sent off. He'd been booked over, but this was a straight red, I think, and Chamak was just running down the left wing, and it was a good counter-attack opportunity, actually, and Chamak just got completely taken out by Cahill, really, off the ground, a bit wild, and to be honest, it was kind of disappointing the referee didn't play the advantage. It was quite a good position for us to go into and perhaps get another goal, but Cahill got sent off, and from then on, really, Bolton were kind of dead, to be honest, and we dominated the game from then on. Got another goal, third goal from Alex Dimitri Songbelong. Good movement, nice ball from Fabregas, and Song kind of duked it over the goalkeeper from a tight angle. And then the fourth goal, again, Fabregas with the pass. Sorry, the Song goal, it was Oshavin with the assist. The Vela goal, the fourth goal, was the Fabregas assist. A lovely ball from Fabregas, and Vela threw on goal and showed composure, which was something Oshavin hadn't been doing throughout the game, and just opened his body up and put it into the far corner past the Watsit keeper in the Bolton goal. I thought overall we played well. I thought Almunia had another good game, made a very good save, close range save. Can't remember who from, but it was a very good save. Kind of came out, I think it was at a corner, and just blocked it with his chest. Break goalkeeping, he did well overall. I thought a few dodgy kicking moments. He always seems to want to take free kicks and stuff, even when it's way out of his area. I don't know why he needs to do that, because every time you think, look, if he kicks this badly, he could be in a bit of trouble. Back four, I thought, were very good. Didn't play Clichy and Sandy today, played a Boulain and Gibbs, which was slightly strange, but they played probably fine. Gibbs is very, very fast. You don't really appreciate it until you're actually at the ground watching him. He makes up a lot of ground. Midfield looks solid. And Chamak, I thought, played very well again. Oshavin was a bit disappointing, but he worked hard, which was something he hadn't been doing. Injury concern over Abu Diaby, actually came on for Jack Wilshere, who actually went straight down the tunnel, I noticed, so hopefully he's not injured. And then Abu Diaby actually got clattered by Paul Robinson, I think, the left back, who I've always thought was a massive star who can't play football. And he took down Diaby, he went off injured as well. So a couple of injury concerns, but hopefully they'll be fine. I would be surprised if we saw Diaby and Wilshere on Wednesday, but Nasri should be back for that one, so... Yeah, overall, good performance, great result, and all we need now is Chelsea to finally drop some points, and we'll go top of the league, hopefully. But yeah, good to keep the winning streak going, definitely deserve the points, and definitely check the goals out on Match of the Day for really fantastic finishes. This has been the Little Blonde Gooner, thanks very much for listening, and I'll probably do this again sometime. Goodbye.